Roll away every stone. Stand tall, all you bent low. Christ is risen.
Please bow your heads. Risen Christ, as you greeted the two Marys who were hurrying on the road to tell the good news to the disciples, so come and meet us here. May your Easter greeting dance off the page and into our hearts, so that we may skip with joy and sing with delight. Christ is risen. Amen.
After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, he is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay, then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed. Everyone who believes in Jesus Christ receives forgiveness of sins through his name. They put Jesus to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised Jesus on the third day and made him manifest. Everyone who believes in Jesus Christ receives forgiveness of sins through his name.
Our reading is John 12:21-13. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, and as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead.
Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her.
I've seen 1,000 lilies gathering to play, a triumph trumpet chorus heralding the day. The songs the purest, clearest, and bright as whitest light, spreading round the world, it overwhelms the night. Our joy arises, resounding as all who hear sing out, "Alleluia, let the truth ring out, Alleluia, all things made anew, Alleluia, this song given to you." The next hymn is "Easter People, Raise Your Voices," number 304.
Thank you. If only for this life we have the hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in his own turn, Christ the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him. Then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power, for enemy to be destroyed is death. Now, please rise for him, 327, crown him with many crowns.
We have not visited the empty tomb and heard again God's youthful messengers.
Do not be amazed. Jesus has risen. Return to your homes. Jesus will meet you there.
We are witnesses to all Jesus did in Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem.
How Jesus works in our midst, and Christ lives through us today.
as Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit's power for a ministry of healing and doing good. Amen.
Invite you.